The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Hello, Rolien. How are you doing?
Welcome, Nafet. I can't help but be fantastic. Benji, how are you doing?
Well, we're a smidgen on the cold side, right? But other than that, I can't complain. And, we're updating COVID here in South Africa on a regular basis. What's things looking like on the Israeli side of the equation?
Well, let's take a look, as we always do at the start of the Israel Report these days, at Israel's COVID-19 stats. And, just before we get there, while we're talking about the weather, last week we had insane heat. We had a historical heat wave with temps reaching as high as 45. Yesterday we had rains and a high of 20. So as we say here in Israel, hakol hafuch, everything's upside down, whether it's the world or our weather system. But without further ado, let's talk COVID. So from the start of the pandemic, we've had 16,720 confirmed cases. In the last 24 hours, we've had about 5 new cases of COVID-19. Our fatalities are at 280. We have had 1 fatality since Wednesday last week. At the moment, we have 2,285 people still infected with the virus. 44 of them are serious, 34 on ventilators. These numbers are coming down, but 14,153 people have fully recovered from COVID-19. Now, because our numbers are good, our stats are good, and I do want to remind South Africans that we are at least a month ahead of you as far as lockdown and as far as the curve is concerned. Israel is opening up a little bit more and a little bit more each day. And today the West Bank opened up. The Palestinian Authority have allowed access in and out of the West Bank. And today here in Israel, trains have resumed running, of course, with a limited amount of people allowed on and very, very strict social distancing. The buses are allowing a few more people on at a time. They're not allowing buses to be full to capacity because we have to maintain social distancing. It was announced on the weekend that travel will resume from next month. So several countries have been earmarked. How we plan to do this is to do it in groups of different countries. So from the 9th of June, we'll see the following countries allowing travel between them and Israel. And the first group is Greece, Malta, Bulgaria, Norway, Austria, Finland, Slovenia, Hungary, Denmark, Germany, Slovakia, and Lithuania, which is very interesting because we do have a lot of tourism between these countries. Also Cyprus. Cyprus is a very popular destination for Israelis. And the second group is Switzerland, Poland, Romania, Croatia, Estonia, and the Czech Republic. And we're hoping that little by little, as their numbers improve, our numbers continue to hold strong and improve, that we will see more and more of these lifted. And just to remind you that you are expected to self-quarantine for at least 14 days if you're coming into Israel at the moment. That hasn't been lifted. That hasn't been changed. But that's where we are at the moment. And as I speak, many restaurants, bars, pools, clubs across the country are preparing to open up on Wednesday. So we're really, really hoping to get people back to work, people back spending, and the economy going on ahead. A friend of mine were in Jerusalem this morning, very, very distressed at how quiet the old city is, that there's not a lot of tourism, of course, that there's not a lot of business being done. So just let's hope that we move to more positive times.
Okay, so there we go. That sounds so. In other words, people will be allowed to come, but they'll still have to self quarantine. So it's not quite tourism.
This is at the moment. You will be allowed to visit the State of Israel as long as you can prove that you can self quarantine. And if you can't prove that you can self quarantine, then we will sort you out with a quarantine hotel.
Someone who's kind of hoping that he won't be ordered to self-quarantine, Ro, is Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, who started his corruption trial today. How did that look?
Okay, so yesterday was opening arguments. I mean, we also, in a completely unprecedented time, I think everything that's happening in the world right now is unprecedented. Who'd have thunk, Benji, that we would have a sitting Prime Minister who might literally be sitting, but this time in the kele, in the jail. But we will see how the trial plays out. So both the prosecution and defense started their opening arguments yesterday, and the defense team appealed for a 3 to 4 month delay to better prepare their case. And the deputy state attorney, Liat Ben-Ari, she said, absolutely not. You have had 18 months to prepare, so no extension there. What was fascinating for many was the Prime Minister's behavior. He had his back to the camera all the while, like saying or demanding that the press be allowed in the room. However, he refused to sit in the chair that's allocated for the accused until the press had left the room. So a little bit of drama there. And he has said he wants his all the proceedings broadcast live, and he wants the public to know the entire truth, and that's that. What is interesting is we've heard from the alternate Prime Minister, that's his official title, alternate Prime Minister, Benny Gantz, who's also the chairman of the Blue and White, and he says that in his opinion, Netanyahu is innocent until proven guilty, and that he has full trust in the legal establishment, and that now is the time to work for unity and reconciliation. So that's very interesting if you take into account that his whole campaign was built on these impending charges, the trial that's coming up, and getting the Prime Minister Netanyahu out of office. So that's quite fascinating language coming from him. But as I say, everything is upside down. So the next time we will see the Prime Minister in the courthouse will be on the 19th of July. And you can bet your bottom dollar that we here at the Israel Report, i.e. me, will be keeping you updated as to how everything is proceeding.
Yeah, absolutely. And crucial and important trial in Israel's history. In general. Now, Ro, what is this about Israel going to Neptune? I mean, didn't we just have a whole thing with the moon?
Isn't it fantastic? Well, just over a year this time ago, Israel landed on the moon. In fact, we didn't quite touch down how we were hoping to. We kind of crash landed, which I think was a massive success, because if that's how we drive Russians, we land on the moon in exactly the same manner. And many speculated that we will have Bereshit, a second mission back to the moon. However, that we were told that we won't be going back to the moon. Where we will be going will be announced. So the Israeli Space Agency has announced its plans for the first ever trip to Neptune. So what would happen is that the NASA's Trident space exploration mission could carry some Israeli technology to Neptune to decide if an underground ocean on its largest moon contains any life. And I think with the way things are happening down here on Earth, many of us would volunteer to, you know, if there is life up there on Neptune, we're quite happy to hang around there. But one problem, apparently Triton, the moon where they're going to explore, is just super, super, super cold. It has a surface temperature of -235 degrees. So that's not very pleasant for us. So we're just going to have to do, with what's happening here on Earth, make do, ride it out, and listen to the Israeli Space Agency as hopefully they successfully explore this.
Yeah, it should be absolutely fascinating. And Ro, you never bring us anything cold. So, you know, you can come back tomorrow. What can I say?
Would be my pleasure. You know what? I'll raise your net and say I'll meet you same time, same place, this time tomorrow.